CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called Nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta for the RF section of that. But prior to that, we're going to go through pre-net check-ins, EchoLink, and brand new amateur radio operators. So in the pre-net list, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him, N4IEI, Miss Isla, they're over in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, that's Andrew, over in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity. KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. K4OSH, that's Pat, over in Malden. KA5WLL, that's Leroy, over in Taylor's. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. K04RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KJ4HKC, that's John in Belton. K4OIM, that's Walt. He's our Tuesday night net control operator. He's over in Emmon at Lake Bowen. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt, if you're listening. KG4WMP, that's Landon, who is in Dacusville this evening. And the N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. And KN4RJN, that's John, our used-to-be Friday night net controller. He's in Brown Summit, North Carolina now. And good to have you with us if you're listening, John. Appreciate you being there. Let's see, that is it for the pre-net check-ins. Let me just do one more refresh. Yep, nobody checked in while I was calling. So that's 17 pre-net check-ins. We appreciate everybody that took the time to pre-net check-in, the ones that couldn't be here. That's what it's for. We appreciate them using that. We do have an EchoLink station. We're going to let the EchoLink stations go next. The EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Matt Holman Pelzer tonight. 730 to you, Dave, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred at Holman Pelzer. Good to have you this night, Fred. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. Fred was our only EchoLink station, so we're going to go ahead now and, wait a minute, it says another one logged in, but he connected and he disconnected, so he's gone. He was there, but he's not there anymore. So now we're going to take a break for brand new amateur radio operators who just got their license and aren't quite sure of the protocol. Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, but we'll keep trying. As time goes by, we'll more and more will pass tests, and we'll have more and more joining. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section with Alpha through Delta. If the first letter of the suffix of your call is A, B, C, or D, and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Dave and Miss Amy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little pride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, that's a good start to the RF section of the net this evening. Net control like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Rick, appreciate you bringing Lorena and Michelle along with you. Tell them we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. As usual, tell Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are having a fantastic weekend. And KM 4BLH, that's Kurt, who's sounding good from Greenville, as he always does. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. You're sounding good. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave. He's over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking time to be here this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KJ4BKR, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack Rock Hill, and I'll be out in final.
KW. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, this is Andrew and Emmon, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4BKI, that's Jack, he's over in Rock Hill. Sounding good from Rock Hill tonight, Jack. Feel free to secure at your leisure. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And KO4CEF, that's Andrew. Sounding good from Inman this evening. Good to have you this night, Andrew. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Okay, that was a good group. We're going to move it on up now to Echo through Hotel. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with the letters EF, G, or H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW.
Before
Hotel, Foxtrot, Charlie Echo, Juliet, Gene. And Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Okay, net control, like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene, sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Gene, you might have this group all to yourself. It was good talking to you today on the telephone. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Appreciate you being here this evening. In the other stations, Echo through Hotel, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. All right, Gene has that group all to himself. I guess the rest of the group will come in on second shift, hopefully. We're going to move it on up to the India through Lima group. Station with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters I, J, K, or L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, Kilo,
Kilo 4,
Bravo, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
W. Hope you're missing your well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
JW and Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve and Inman. Good evening to everybody on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Dave.
W. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima X-Ray Zulu, KO4LXZ. This is Kyle. I am mobile and grid tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4. Thank you for calling the net for us, and also everything else that you do in popping this net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Quebec, our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
JW. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KO4DJW. K4KAE. Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. Sounded good, as he usually does, from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. He calls the 14664 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So be sure and dial in 14664. You're at 14661 right now. Be sure tomorrow night at 8, dial in at 14664 with a peel time of 91.5. And check in with Sid on his 8 o'clock net at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. I'm sure you'd have a good time. And if you enjoy it a lot afterwards, stick around for the Slow Scan TV net that they have afterwards. And Sid, we do appreciate you being with us this evening. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys take care and stay safe. KE4IR, that's Steve. He's over at Edmond. Good to have you tonight, Steve. You're sounding good. KO4LXZ, that's Kyle. He was mobile. And mobile, did you say in Greer or Greenville, Kyle?
KO4LXZ, I'm mobile in Greer tonight.
Okay, I thought it was Greer, but I wasn't 100% sure. Just make sure I get the right record. Appreciate that. Appreciate your patience with me. Stay safe out there. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, good to have you this night. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville. You're sounding good, Duncan. Appreciate you being here. Those leaves falling off the trees really helped you. You're getting into the repeater a lot better these days. K4KAE, that's Miss Alice, who's over in Taylor's. Good to have you as Miss Alice. Hope your antenna is still, your HF antenna is still doing good. I did get that gift certificate for Olive Garden. Look forward to using that. You didn't have to do that, but really do appreciate it. That was very nice of you. Thank you very much. Take care and stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that was a good group. We're going to bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begin with the letters M, N, O, or P. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT, Mike and Pickens, I'm negative and negative. Thanks a lot.
Scan Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4. NUE, name is Chad, QTH is Campabella. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH, also Campabella. We'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, that's Lloyd, Boone Billman.
KO4PXB. Okay, Control, I'd like to recognize KX4MT. That's Mike. So from Pickens, good to have you tonight, Mike. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us here. This is the first time you checked in with me, so I'd just like to let you know we're here every single night at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. Would appreciate you stopping by every chance you get. Take care and stay safe. KO4NUE, that's Chad. Bring with him KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. They make their home in Campobello, and they are our Saturday night and fill-in net control operators. We appreciate all that you do, Chad and Miss Anna. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd, who is in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We're going to move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters Q, R, S, or T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, sir, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom, who's my neighbor over here in Greer or Blue Ridge or right up the road from me. Take care, Tom. Appreciate you being here. Tell Ms. Bernice we said hello. And KO4QLG, that's Chris over in Liberty. You're sounding good tonight, Chris. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW. Okay, we've made our way to the patient group, the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters U, V, W, X, Y, or Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW.
Good to hear you. Hope you are doing well. Please check in and out, sir. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Jamie, and by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina, wearing Chesney, to just check us in and out today. Tonight, Dave, if I don't talk to you before then, I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. KJ4UHX, clear. Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and I'm in the land Waz, and we're negative, negative. Good evening.
Whiskey Zulu Mike KJ4WZM Daniel, location is Traveler's Rest. Good evening to you on the net. Tau be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith over in Columbus, North Carolina. Keith, you're making it in, but just barely. You're standing on your tippy toes. But you're getting in. I heard you. I could recognize the voice, and I heard about 50% of the words. So you're making it, but just barely. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care and stay safe. KJ4UHX, that's Jamie. Bring with him KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. They're over in Columbus, North Carolina, or Chesney, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Jamie. Until Miss Sabrina, we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And you have a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year as well, if we don't talk to you again before then. Appreciate you being here this evening. W4WOZ, that's the mayor of Waz. That's Roz, who's Rod, who is the mayor of Waz. Appreciate you being with tonight, Rod. I did get your text message, but I think somebody else sent you the one that you were responding to me on, because I didn't send the one that you were responding to me about. But I will send you one as soon as I get ready to come back by your way. Anyway, take care and stay safe. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KJ4WZM, that's our Friday night net control operator, Daniel. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. You're sounding good. You're north of Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being there tonight, Daniel. Take care and stay safe. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
UW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you.
W. Check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, the name is Roland. We live in Pickens, and negative and negative, and good evening, and Merry Christmas to all.
For DJW. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, and we'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave.
Check in, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight, Dave.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Patrick, who is in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Patrick. You're sounding good, as usual. You're making it in good from where you are up there in Penrose. K1CJW, that's Roland, who is over in Pickens. Good to have you tonight, Roland. You're sounding good as well. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, who's not sticking around for comments this evening. We'll do that next time, Harry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KX4YM, that's Scott, who's bringing with him, KO4ACD, and KO4ILI. That's Miss Mary and Miss Mary. Appreciate you being there tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening, hoping you're having a very good weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in, Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH, Billy over in Anderson this evening. Also, please check in my wife, Nancy. Her call is Kilo November 4, Delta, Bravo, Quebec. Good evening to you, sir, and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
Now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Rock Hill.
Okay, Naked Trail, I'd like to recognize K9OH. That's Billy, who's sounding good from Anderson, South Carolina this evening. He's bringing with him KN4BDQ. That's Miss Nancy. Tell Miss Nancy we said hello, Billy. You and Miss Nancy take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope all's going well with you. And W4IYI, that is Robert, who frequently makes it in very nicely to this repeater from Rock Hill. Good to have you this night, Robert. You're sounding good as usual. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that looks like we've got everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We would have begun the RagChew portion of the net if we would have had some RagChewers, but we don't, right? So we're going to check one more time in the informal portion of the net to see if we have any Rag Chewers or any stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
It's KJ4WZM.
That was good timing, Daniel. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got you down right after Daniel, Billy. We'll be back to you right after Daniel. Appreciate that. Unless you've got something else that's more urgent.
Quick message for Daniel. I saw you called me, and I will call you back as soon as I get through doing what I'm doing.
Thanks.
Anytime. Take it easy, Dave. K9OH.
Yes, and Billy, glad we could get you together. And take care. And Daniel, yeah, I was just finding your name and putting a check mark by Rag Chewer, so that I keep my record straight. I did. I programmed all day today. I'm working on the software, getting the software up to speed for the secretary's position, because I've been assigned the secretary's position at the club. I had software that would send out, that would generate club cards and emails and all of that stuff. Photo IDs for events, like when we do Hamfest or when we do those things where we go out and stay overnight, the mini field days. I can't think of them, Daniel. But, yeah, I had a good day. I was programming most all day long today. Programming and adding records to the database. How about you? What did you do today?
That took me like a 4 or 5 hour nap this afternoon. Like I'm an 80-year-old. I don't know why, but I was just tired. I got me a nice nap today. A good bit of the day I was looking through my phone. My brother was up there in Kentucky yesterday when the tornadoes came through. He was 2.5 miles from the big one that came through, and his friends were 600 feet from it that he had gone up to see. My brother's out touring the country right now on bicycle, going and seeing his bicycle riding friends and going to riding with them. He wanted to take some time off of work, so he's taking an extended period away from work and enjoying going out and seeing all that stuff. But yesterday when I was calling the net, I was watching the tornado head straight for him. I was alerted to the fact that the tornado was out there by another one of my brothers who lives in Kentucky, but the extreme northern part right underneath Ohio. He's like, hey, check this tornado out. So I looked on the radar, and sure enough, there it was. And I asked my other brother where he was at because it looked suspiciously in line with him. He says, oh, well, yeah, I'm in such and such a place, kind of east-southeast of Paducah. And I was like, uh-oh, well, you might want to look at the radar. You got a tornado pointed at you. Looks like it's a long-track tornado, but it's about 150 miles out. So you probably won't have to worry about it, but just know that that's headed your way. And I tell you what, Dave, it was pretty scary watching that thing 150 miles, 120 miles, 100 miles, 70 miles, 50 miles, 28 miles. I'm watching the countdown as I'm doing the net and hanging around afterwards, and I could not believe it. Finally, it starts closing in on him, and 5 miles out, he says, "I see it." I'm like, "Oh, man, that ain't good." I was like, "Is it going to miss me?" He said, "Yeah, it's going to miss me." But it missed him by only 2.5 miles. He saw it and heard it, and what was scary is how close it went to his friend's house, because he said, "It's missing me, but it looks like it's going to hit my friend." And right around the time it hit there, his friend stopped talking to him, and it was a good 15 minutes until he heard back from them, but they said that they were fine. So that's good. But then all day today, he sent me pictures of all the damage through the area. And that's been really interesting to look at.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that is scary. Is that Stephen or another one of your brothers? Which one was the one that it came within 2 miles of their house?
His call is KJ4ZWA.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Fleet as well. He was pretty active on this repeater at one point in time. How about Stephen? How's he doing? Where's he living now?
He got married to a girl, and they live just below, I don't remember. I think it's right below Cincinnati, Ohio, off of Interstate 75. Have you ever heard of the Creation Museum and the Ark replica and stuff like that that's up there? I'm not sure if you would have or not, but he works at the Ark exhibit up there, kind of as a zookeeper. Him and his wife both.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. I'm not any authority on any of that stuff or anything, but I do know that it exists. Haven't ever been by there or anything. I think I've seen some partial documentaries, not full things on it. But anyway, glad to know he's doing well. Does he still, does Fleet or Stephen, do they still do amateur radio at all? Do you know?
He likes to do digital over HF. So he's pretty much strictly HF digital these days. He hasn't done that in a little while, but he does do that on a fairly regular basis. Anytime that there's a major event, he's out there making all kinds of contacts. So he's mostly active on HF. He doesn't really get on 2 meters much at all. And then Stephen, I think he retained his ham radio license, but he doesn't use it at all in any way anymore.
Yeah, he's the one. Stephen's the one that got the whole family into it. But anyway, it happens. It works out like that. Well, with your ICOM 706 Mark IIG, you could just show up on Fleet's waterfall one day. You could just surprise him. Throw you up a dipole antenna, they're pretty cheap. Between two trees, pull it up there and use that, get an old computer or a new computer, whatever. It doesn't take a whole lot. You can even use your cell phone to send PSK. Well, Steve came over here one day, the guy up in South Dakota, and he had an app on his phone that would generate the noise. You type in the text and then you hit play it and it would generate the PSK noise, and he'd hold that up next to his microphone and key his mic with his hand. And it would send that out, that PSK out. And then when they would send back to him, he would put his phone up there, and the microphone would be listening to the PSK coming out of the speaker and decoding it and telling him what it said. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to do. You can do the same thing with FT8 or JT65 or Whisper or any of the digital modes. You can do the same thing and just show up on Fleet's waterfall one day without him knowing it.
I would like to do that. I need to get me a digital HF system set up. I know that he makes a ridiculous number of contacts with that stuff, way more than I normally would with voice when I was trying to do contesting. Good grief. He'll log hundreds of contacts overnight sometimes. Stuff that I can only dream of doing over voice, so I would like to do that sometime. It's going to take me a little while to get my HF stuff set up. I'm probably going to end up buying a few different HF radios over time, too, and get me some stuff for running digital modes. get me a laptop going and things like that. But I know that he really enjoys it, and I know that I would too. I just haven't gotten the setup for it.
KC4EZN.
Go ahead, Harry.
24DJW. And Daniel, this is for you, Daniel. You're talking to an 80-year-old right now, and I did not take a nap this afternoon. So what was your excuse again? I'll just have to gig you a little bit on that. And the other thing, in 2014, which was the start of the beginning of the downfall of the sunspot cycle, I read an article for an interface box and hooked it up to my 10-tech Corsair 2, and I went from having 7,000 entries in my log to over 26,000 right now. So, again, quit taking naps. Casey, where is he in?
I hear you, Harry. I had no idea you were anywhere near 80 years old. I would never have guessed that. I haven't met you, but I would never have guessed that at all. Oh, wow. I'll watch myself next time I make a comment like that. Well, I did drive, I don't know, 400, 500 miles yesterday. Oh, that's pretty normal for a lot of days of the week. I drove several thousand miles last week, and I was just tired. So I took me a nap yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, today. But yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look into the digital modes. Thanks for that, Harry. I like that.
No problem, Daniel. Going back about 3 weeks ago, we drove down Eastern North Carolina, 360 miles, so I'm still with you a little bit. Turn that back to you and Dave. Just having a little bit of fun with you. And I listened to you and Duncan talk last night about the tornado and saw the news this morning. And I was just really, really glad to hear you saying that your brother was okay. So anyway, back to the two of you, W4DJW, and I'll remember your call in a little bit, Daniel, but I'm just going to call you Daniel, and turn it back to both of you, KC4EZM. Here it is, KJ4. Back to both of you, KC4EZM.
All right, Harry. Well, break in there anytime. And, yeah, I was going to say, back when I used to go back and forth to Charlotte all the time, you up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you go to bed at midnight and up the next day at 4 o'clock and go to bed. A whole week of that. By the time you get to the weekend, weekend is time for catch up. You don't have to be 80 years old to do that. I was doing that in my 40s. So Daniel, I can understand if you're working hard throughout the week and you're sleeping very little, go ahead and take your time, get caught up on your sleep on the weekends. Work is most important, right? And I do that same thing. Catch up on the weekend after working really hard all week long and sleeping very little. KJ4WZM, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
That was bad then. I'm still in my 20s. And in case Harry's wondering, I am 27 years old. I don't know if I ever told him my age or not. But I figure I'd toss it out there, Harry. I'm just 27 still, so I got a couple of years left to catch up to you, and Dave, I got a couple of years left to catch up to you, too. But as far as the driving goes, I think I normally get around 2,000 miles a week, real close to 2,000 miles a week, and that's all local driving. I really don't leave this area very far at all. Let's see. I'm trying to think. And then I think I normally work about 12 hours a day, roughly, 10 to 12, somewhere in that window. And I absolutely love what I do. It's the most enjoyable job I've ever had. It keeps me busy a lot, gives me something to do. I do different things every day. Never know if I'm going to be hauling dirt, sand, gravel, logs, equipment. It just varies constantly. Concrete, storm drains. You name it. So I really enjoy the variety of my job and getting to see the whole area and different things like that. But it's pretty exciting most of the time. Sometimes people drive and do stupid things around you to drive you crazy, but for the most part, I really like what I do. And I've gotten to make a whole bunch of friends doing it too, meet all kinds of people from different walks of life, people who drive the same area as I do, and different things like that. It's really neat.
Well, I heard a couple of guys on here throughout the week, last week, talking about if you really like what you do, you're not really working, right? And that's pretty much it. That's the same way I was until I retired. Then I figured out I really liked what I did while I was working, but now I'm doing the same thing, and it's for me, and I like it a whole lot more. So I was working. Turns out I was working. Didn't even know it. But anyway, I enjoyed it. As long as you enjoy what you do, Daniel, life goes by pretty quick. Take time to smell the roses, because it won't be far down the road for you. You'll catch up with both me and Harry. So time goes by quicker than you think.
I understand that. That's one of the things that concerns me. There's nothing I can do to control my age, and it's going to fly by really, really, really fast. I don't even know how I'm already. And I know this is funny to you and pretty much everybody else on here, because most of the people on this repeater have several decades on me, but it's hard to believe how I'm almost 30 and I remember being a kid like it really was yesterday. And I know I'm not that far away from being a kid, but I tell you what, 10 years went by in about what feels like 2 or 3 years. It went by so quick, and makes me wonder how fast the rest of my life is going to go, because I know it supposedly speeds up from here. I'm going to enjoy every moment that I can, and just I'm just going to be thankful for everything in my life on a day-to-day basis, and enjoy every moment as it comes, and just make the best of it that I can. One of my dreams someday is to have a few of my own trucks. I know I would like to have one to start off with, obviously. I have this dream truck in mind that I want to have. I want to get a brand new Peterbilt 389, but put an old school engine in it, a pre-2000 Caterpillar C15 engine, 15-liter straight six, paired up to a 18-speed Eaton Fuller manual transmission. It's referred to as a glider kit when you take an old engine and throw it in a new truck, and the reason it's done is to kind of skirt the E-log rules and to skirt the emissions standards. You can have a new truck body with an old, I guess you could call it, an old drivetrain in it. It's referred to as a glider kit. So that's what I would like to do. That's the first truck that I want to get. And it'll take me a long time to reach that goal. But once I do, I know I'm going to enjoy that.
Well, stick to your plan. Don't let anybody interrupt your plan. I remember one time, a long time ago, I told my wife and daughter I had a 5-year plan. They used to constantly remind me throughout that 5 years of my 5-year plan. And I stuck to my 5-year plan, and I achieved what I wanted to achieve. It took me 5 years to do it, but got it done. So don't let anybody sway you from that. Anyway, let me check here to see if we got any second shifters. It's about 3/4 past the hour. If second shift is going to come in, it might even be third shift. We're going to check to see if they're there, and I'll be right back to you, Daniel. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Evening, Dave. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, K4, all with that enriching gravy. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich over in Granville. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Do take care. Stay safe. KJ4WZM, W4DJW, back to you. How many years are different between you and Stephen and you and Fleet?
Between me and Fleet, and 4 between me and Stephen. There's less than 3 between me and Fleet, and more than 3 between me and Stephen. Something like that. Close to 4.5 to Stephen, but not quite.
Okay, so you were just barely, or just getting in, 10 years old, almost 11, when Stephen got his license at 8 and came on the air, right?
He got our license in 2010, so Stephen was 11 when he got his license. I got mine in 2010, but after my birthday, so I was 16 when I got mine.
He was 8 when he got his license.
Huh. Interesting. I draw on a blind. Trying to think. He may have been. I know I was one of the last ones to get my license. But it sure has been enjoyable, that's for sure. And I thought it was really strange when I had to renew mine. I was like, wow, already?
I know, that time comes around really, really quick. I got to renew mine for the second time in 2 years. 2 years from now, 24. I was just looking at that the other day, thinking, wow, that time really flew by. We've got an Echolink station, so let me catch that Echolink station. I'll be right back to you. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in. Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday and Monday night net control operators, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, bring with her, KW2MJB, that's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Good to have you. It's nice, Miss Wendy. You're sounding good. Tell Mark we said hello. Appreciate you guys being there. KJ4WZM, you got anything else for us tonight? Daniel, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hey, Dave. I have a few things. I'll just add to this. I have a few things, basically, in my 5-year plan. One of them, I know that I can get that truck that I want in the next 5 years. That will actually work. I can do that, and I can actually buy that with cash as long as I live basically how I live now, and I don't try to get any kind of fancy house or get married and have kids and all that kind of stuff. Inside of 5 years, I could very easily accomplish getting that truck. One thing that I'm going to have to do before then is get my hazmat license, and I'll have to stop what I'm doing now and go drive gasoline tankers in order to make that kind of money. But I can do that. And then once I have that truck, I can go back to doing what I do now because I really enjoy the variety of what I do now, doing different stuff like that every day. I'm kind of torn about whether or not I'd want to go long distance over the road because I do remember doing that, and it was pretty fun. But I also remember the big, big, big frustrations of when the truck broke down out of state. And I either had to fix it or find somebody to fix it. And that was a big headache, and that made for really long nights with very little sleep and waking up after just a few hours and knowing that I had to get back on the road to make my delivery on time. Technically, not legal, but on 3 hours of sleep or so, and just wondering if I actually loved my job or if I truly hated it. But when everything goes right, It's amazing getting to go and see different places, especially when you take a load somewhere and you have the opportunity to go see something that you wanted to see that's along the way. That's great. But when everything goes wrong all at once, you just have those terrible days. You just drive down the road absolutely hating every second of it. And because of that, I'm kind of torn if I want to go over the road or not. I do want to see a lot of the country, but I don't know that I want to see that the whole lot of the country the whole rest of my life and having to deal with those bad, bad days, hundreds or thousands of miles from home with things going wrong. Sheesh. So, that's in my 5-year plan, get my own truck, hopefully work in this area afterwards. And the other thing in my 5-year plan, I want to buy a hang glider someday and get training to fly it. I really, really like that kind of stuff. I'd like to get an airplane, too, but I don't know if I can do that in 5 years. That's more like a 10-year plan there.
Well, make your plan and stick to it. That's and you'll be amazed at how well that works out. You just kind of lean in that direction. keep everything leaning in the direction of where you want your plan to go. And before you know it, things will start coming together. It'll start working for you. I'm glad to hear you're enjoying what you do. I remember my back when I used to do a lot. I had a shop and I used to work on cars as a second job. And I used to climb. I had a '59 Chevrolet pickup. I'd climb underneath of it and get the shift levers unstuck. I'd take it to a junkyard, buy a three-speed transmission, take my transmission out, put theirs in, and leave mine with them as the core and drive away with the new transmission when I'd strip second gear out of it or something like that. So when you work on them, that's one of the things. When you work on them, you probably drive the worst equipment that's out there because you know there's nothing that can break on it that you can't fix. So you kind of let things go. At least that's the way I was back then. But anyway, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that immensely, the ability to fix anything that broke on it and not really worry about getting stuck on the side of the road. It gets stuck, you know exactly what to do. You fix it and you go forward. Anyway, you got anything else for us this evening? It's about getting close to the top of the hour, Daniel.
And I guess I'll catch you later on down the log. Glad you got a couple more check-ins there. And I guess I'll holler at you later. W4DJW, KJ4WZM. Been great talking to you, Dave.
All right, Daniel, appreciate you hanging around for the rag shoe portion of the net this evening. You did allow us to stretch it out and run the number all the way up to 60 check-ins with Wendy and Mark's last check-in. I was worried we weren't going to be able to hit 60, and we were so close. And we hit it. We did hit 60, so I appreciate you stretching it out for us this evening. Take care and stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed any rag chewers? Call W4DJW. All right, please be sure and stop by tomorrow night, where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure you'll enjoy his net, and I'm sure he'll enjoy you coming to his net. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
4EZN, KC4EZN, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KC4EZN. Good evening, Chad.
Hey, Harry, how are you tonight, sir?
We're doing pretty good. Sitting here trying to load a Linux program on a laptop and just to learn something a little bit different and playing around a little bit with FT8. I need Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters, and so I go and listen and watch out, and one of these days I may be lucky and get it.
I admire your determination. I know you've been trying to get those two locations for a while. Be sure to tell us on the net when you get one of them, because we'll all jump up and hoop and holler with you.
You probably won't have to have your radio on if I do that. You'll be able to hear me with your ears.
A couple years ago, my wife and kids, we space A a lot before COVID hit. And we went to Alaska and went to Hawaii. We the kids had spring break, and we were going to go down to Charleston and stay down there for spring break. So we decided we'd go down to the Air Force terminal down there and see if they had like a short hop somewhere just for a couple of days. And crew chief came out and said, we're going to Hawaii. Y'all want to go? So we loaded on a C-5 Galaxy and flew from there to Texas, and then from Texas to Wake Island. We couldn't get off the plane at Wake, but from Wake to Hawaii. And they had, well, we stayed there for 4 or 5 days and hopped a flight back with them. But that was the weirdest thing, to be on that airplane. C-5, you sit in it, you face the tail of the aircraft. And, oh, that's awful. It just wears you out, you know.
But anyway, I don't know how I got on that, but let me go ahead and tell you, Harry.
I've done, not military, but when I was working, we did a project in China and flew from, we left Asheville, went to Atlanta, and got on the old Boeing that had the spiral staircase, and flew to Japan and changed planes and went into Beijing. And that leg from Atlanta to Japan was 17 hours. And there was one time, I mean, this was back in the good old days now. This is like 1995-ish or something like that. We ate four meals, and I'm not talking about a bag of pretzels. We were in business class, and there was one time I wanted to just jump up and run and scream and run as hard as I could down the length of that airplane, and I mean, it was, you know, sitting there that long, and you get up and you walk around, but I wanted to run and scream, and I thought, maybe I might not ought to do that, and we didn't, but yeah, I've done something like that, and we've been to Hawaii, too, took a trip over there one time. It was real funny. It was right after 9/11, and the, military National Guard, they were patrolling the airport. Had these two guys walking around, they're looking all official, and, you know, trying to, I think the proper term is command presence. They were trying to look like, you know, they were doing their job, and all of a sudden I heard this little woman voice call out this name, and she comes running over and grabs one of those guys because it was her grandson. And the other poor guy, he's just standing there kind of looking funny, and he started just kind of gently backing up. And this poor old boy, wasn't anything he could do but to hug Grandma. Oh, that was kind of funny. Oh, back to you, Chad.
One year I went to Egypt right before the Twin Towers fell. I was in Egypt, and we flew into some little, podunk airport there in Egypt and had to be processed in country. And being in a communication unit, we pretty much stayed in contact back at home station with soldiers in the field. And they had a contactor that went bad on one of the generators, and I was cycling in on the next duration, so I just threw the contactor in the bag, wires hanging off of it and all. Well, when I got to the landing strip in Egypt, I think it was Alexandria, I had used Anna's carry-on bag to put the spare parts and other things in. And they did not like what was in the bag. So they came into this big tent with all these soldiers, these Egyptian soldiers carrying AKs. And they were hollering for Anna Hatawa. And I'm sitting over in the corner of the tent going, why are they calling my wife's name? How do they know my wife's name? And they got louder and louder, and then finally I just stepped up and said, hey, what's going on? And they escorted me, I don't know, 50 yards out from the airstrip and made me open the bag and wanted to see what was in that package I had with the wires hanging out of it. And I tried to explain to them what it was, but they didn't care, you know. I just grabbed the bag and went back in the tent. But and then went on to Cairo. We stayed on top of the motel there in Cairo, moving small amounts of traffic with little PSC satellite
things, but we stayed up there for, oh, I don't know, about 3 weeks, I guess. Ate good. Had to sleep in the utility closet, or